A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Pei Aleph, Kesubas 81A, pagination is 161. We'll start from the facing page at the bottom of the page, five lines up, where the Gemara begins. Iboi Luhu, they asked the following Shaila. Shameres Yovam, if you have a woman who's waiting for Yibum, that means that her husband died without children, and there is a living brother. Shemesa, and while she was in waiting, she died. Mikovra, who's responsible for the burial? Yorshei HaBa'al Kavrila, one can argue that the inheritors of the first husband are the ones who have to pay for the burial. Dekayarsi Kisuba, because they're the ones who inherit the Ksuba money. In other words, when her first husband died, the Ksuba money is in limbo. Question is if it's supposed to be paid. She's not yet leaving their home because she's waiting to deal with the Yavam, with the living brother. Therefore, the Ksuba wasn't paid. But now that she died, and that means she's not marrying the Yavam, so let's think about this. She's a lady whose husband died. So her Ksuba is supposed to be paid. The fact that the husband's family will not pay it and instead will inherit it, they will pocket that money instead of paying it to her, so that would indicate that they're the ones responsible for the burial, because as Rashi tells us, kivurasa tachas kesubasa, the burial expenses were equated by Chazal with the Ksuba. So whoever it is that has the Ksuba, that's the person who pays for the burial. O Dilma, or maybe Yershei Ha'av Kavrila, the inheritors of her father's house, back to her maiden family, they're the ones who should bury her. Dekayarsi Nechosam Anechnosam V'ayotzim Ima, because the property that she brought into the marriage, now, upon the death of her husband, followed by her death, those properties are going to go back to their family home, and therefore they should be the ones responsible for her burial. They're the inheritors. They're the ones responsible. Amar Rav Amram said, Tashema, I'll bring you a proof. Detanya, because we learnt, Shomeres Yavam Shemesa, a woman who was waiting for Yibum and she died, Yarsheha, her inheritors, Yarshe Kesuvasa, the ones who inherit her Kesuba, Chayavin Bikivurasa, are going to be obligated in her burial. So we see from this statement that those who inherit the Kesuba, meaning her husband's family, who pocket that money, are the ones who are going to be responsible for her burial, and that's the way we paskin. Amar Abaye said, Afana nami tinyana, we also learn this concept in a Mishnah later on in our Masechta. And this Mishnah, as Tosfos tells us, was not talking primarily about a Yavama, about a woman whose husband died without children. That's not the case primarily, but we're going to be able to see from the way it was presented what the principles are. Almano nizonis minichse yisomim. A widow gets supported from the property of the orphans. So Tosfos points out, clearly we're not talking about a man who died without children. They're yisomim here. There are orphans. It doesn't just say inheritors, it says orphans. So we're talking about a regular widow. Umasa yodeo shalohen, and they get her work. They support her, but they get the benefit of her work. Ve'en chayoven bikivurasa, and the orphans are not obligated to pay for her burial if she dies. Rather, Yorshei Kesuva so chayavin bikivurasa, the people who inherit her Kesuba are going to be the ones who are obligated to pay for her burial. And here we have this basic principle that it's the people who are inheriting the ksuba who are going to pay for the burial. So in the case of a regular woman, not a Yavama case, her husband died. As long as she chooses to stay affiliated with the family house, so she continues in this situation where she gets supported and her work goes to them, and she doesn't actually collect her ksuba, but she's entitled to her ksuba. And therefore, if she dies at this point, after her husband died, then her inheritors are going to be able to collect her ksuba. And therefore, the Mishnah says, they who collect her ksuba, meaning the woman's maiden family home, are the ones who are going to pay for the burial. Conversely, there would be a case of Yersheha, multiple Yershim, meaning a case such as a Shomeres Yavam, a woman who's waiting for the Yavam to do Yibum or Chalitza. So she is kind of torn between the two homes. So again, we're going to apply this basic principle that Yersheha, the ones who are inheriting Yershei Kisuvasa, the Ksuba, the ones who pocket the Ksuba money, are Chayav and Bikvuras, are going to be obligated in the burial. And in the case of a Shomeres Yavam, she's not totally freed yet. She's still waiting for the Yavam. Therefore, her Ksuba is not yet truly active to the point that her maiden family is going to get that money. But rather, that money, which is waiting to be given, is going to be inherited and pocketed by the first husband's family, and therefore they are the ones who are responsible for her burial expenses. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.